Hey everybody, and welcome to The Void, a show dedicated to filling the void between being an employee and becoming self-employed. Most people refer to starting their own company as taking the leap, as if they're blindly jumping off a cliff and into the unknown. This show is here to help you understand that it doesn't have to be that way. As always, if you like what you're hearing on the show, please do us a favor and help share The Void with somebody else who might be wanting to start their own company. We saw an opportunity to help others understand that self-employment is well within your reach. And just as our businesses have grown organically and by word of mouth, we want this show to grow the same way. So if you see somebody asking questions about starting their own service-based business, please do us a favor and send them a link to the show. I'm your host, Mitch Smedley, and with me as always is David Hilton.
Mitchell.
David.
Man, I feel so much better. Holidays are over.
Yes.
I'm out of my funk. It's a little warm today. I feel re-energized. All the final stuff for the wet show is done.
Yep.
Like, there's the piddly stuff left. Like, all the taxes for the end of the year are off my plate. Thank God it's over.
Yeah.
Thank God the holidays are over.
Yeah, the 2 weeks of Christmas and New Year's is tough as an entrepreneur because, like, we were doing number crunching with the ownership group of the plumbing company, and of course, you miss all your targets last week.
You're right.
You miss all your targets.
Yeah.
You know, last week because it's like essentially a 3-day week.
Yeah.
And you miss all your targets the week before because we actually overdid our targets the week before because we had a big job carryover. But it's just so hard to be crippled with all the holidays and everything.
And what really sucks is as a kid and growing up, I love it. Loved
yeah.
Christmas, loved Christmas vacation, loved seeing your cousins, loved seeing your, you know, extended family that you don't get to see. Like, it was my favorite time of the year. And now it's starting to feel like a drag.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be that way. I want it to be happy, end of year, seeing family, taking breaks off of work. But it's turned into a retail, stressful,
mm-hmm.
goddamn joke. And
yep.
it makes me sad.
I do got to brag about myself here for a minute.
Oh shit! Here we go.
So my wife and I have these weird rules around Christmas, and it's like we aren't gift people, right? I don't expect a gift. She doesn't expect a gift. And if anything, we're like more mad if you got me something because you were just phoning it in.
Yeah.
And it's not from the heart or any. Like, I would rather you not get me anything.
Yeah.
Than just get me something that you were like just to fill the void, right?
Yeah.
And so, And what that means is some years we don't really get each other anything. And then other years we get each other something amazing because it was like perfect. And this year I think I spent a total of $400 on her for Christmas.
Oh, shit. That's a lot for you.
It is. But all the gifts were like knocked it out of the park. Bad ass gifts. So I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
At our age, I like either super cool gifts that I don't know about or wouldn't spend money on myself.
Right.
Or super tangible gifts, like things I need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I got you that gun holster. I was like,
yeah.
Mitch, he wouldn't, if he saw this, he wouldn't buy this.
No.
But he may not like it, but if I buy it, he'll at least try it.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like
yep.
things like that, like those are the gifts now that I like.
My kids saw that and they were like, what is that? And I said, it's a gun holder, but for when you're not wearing jeans. Like when you're wearing,
it's a belly band, yeah.
Yeah, like sports shorts or sweatpants where your normal holster wouldn't work. And
I could see Grant fucking strapping that thing on and wearing it to school just to wear it to school.
No, and they were like, but you never carry your gun when you're wearing sports shorts or sweatpants. And I'm like,
dude, bro, that's the whole
that's
point.
That's why he got it for me. And they were like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So
it's funny. When it's hot, I wear it all the time. And then when it gets cold, I don't wear it at all.
Yeah.
I just wear my regular, you know, but
yep.
we'll see. Oh, I brought up the wet show because have I talked about the wet show on the podcast at all?
I don't think so.
Have I?
Uh-uh.
So the wet show, which is, what is it for?
Wastewater and Environmental Treatment and Transportation.
I call it
WWETT.
I call it the plumbing show.
Yeah.
The plumbing show. It's in Indianapolis and we're going to be there. So it's February 16th through the 19th is
mm-hmm.
the expo, and we're going to be there doing the expo 17th, 18th, and 19th, but we're going to have our little Tradewinds event on Monday the 16th.
Yep.
We're just going to have...
little half-day thing, 3 hours, four hours.
Sales pitch for Mitch. We'll all go either eat dinner there or go out to dinner, but if you listen to the show and you just want to see us and hobnob, you don't have to be a member to just come to the expo part.
No.
You just come to the expo and see us.
Yeah. If you're a Tradewinds member, you get free tickets to the Wet Show.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
If you want to sign up for 1 month,
yeah,
have access to Tradewinds for a full month, get your free expo tickets and dip. We don't care.
Yeah.
And then come by our stand.
Come by and see us. Yeah.
It'll be fun as shit.
It's a pretty cool thing. We're going to be right across from the House Call Pro booth.
Yeah, just down a little ways.
Yep.
Fuel Pulse, too. They're on the same aisle, I think.
Yeah. So pretty easy to spot there. But yeah, we'll be there. Nothing too crazy, nothing too flashy. We'll just be talking about Tradewinds and price books and helping businesses grow.
You know, I really miss, like, when we do a big event, like when we did Kansas City last year and then we had Vegas. Now, Vegas wasn't as big, but I miss seeing the guys in person more than anything.
Yeah.
And so, like, we do these events and it's like, oh, it's going to be this and it's going to be that. And, you know, and I get all wrapped up and trying to have it and host it and all that, and it's a pain in the butt. But then the whole time I'm there, I'm like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
This is great. That's when all the best conversations happen. Yep. That's when all the best relationship building happens. That's when all that inside knowledge of little nuggets you pick up from other guys happens.
Yep.
Like, we've had guys that, when we do the ones that are open to everyone, that used to be in Tradewinds and have basically graduated out, they'll come back.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, man, how's it going? You know, yep, to the other guys that are in the group. Oh, I missed you, bud. Is you, you know, good? It's like the relationship building part of it is, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's good to see, too.
Yeah.
It's healthy. Yeah. Good for you.
It'd be fun. It'll be a fun week.
It'll be a lot of fun.
It'll be a stressful week. It'll be a busy week, but
dude, it's going to be a lot of work for us. That's.
I'm sure Roger will be there. We'll get to say hi to Roger.
Yeah. So I think we're going to drive out Sunday. We have to drive out Sunday, and then we're not coming back till Friday.
Yeah.
Morning. That's going to be a long time for us.
It is. It's going to be a long time.
Although Thursday's a half day, because I think they make you tear down at 1.
Yeah.
So Thursday, maybe we can, me, you, and Joe can go get something to eat somewhere fancy.
Maybe.
Well, I'm making Joe go. He's, you know how mad he is.
Yeah.
For those that don't listen to the show, Joe's my brother. He does all our software.
He's our IT guy.
He is. He's a typical IT guy. Very bland, very not outgoing.
He'll stroll into the show at about 1 in the afternoon, fresh out of bed.
Yeah. It'll be like, hey, we have all these questions about price books. Where the fuck you been? But yeah, he's hating life.
Yeah.
Like every time we talk about it, he's like, man, I can't believe you're going to make me go. I'm like, hey, that's the original contract deal that we had.
Yep.
If you wanted to be a part of Tradewinds.
Yep.
Man, fuck. Fuck. Oh, it's going to be great, dude.
It's good
stuff. It's going to be good. I hope the weather's good.
Yeah.
This is the end of February, so.
Yeah, should be good. Yeah. I mean, you never know with February in the Midwest.
No, you don't. You know, I think
it could be 60 and sunny, or it could be 10 inches of snow on the ground. Field Pulse is the service management software for field service pros like you. Whether you're a small business looking to grow or a larger business ready to scale, it's got everything you need all in one platform. Advanced features for your CRM, estimates and invoices, scheduling and dispatching, good, better, best proposals, maintenance agreements, and it'll even import the Tradewinds price book. Plus, Field Pulse integrates with software you're currently using, like QuickBooks Online and your desktop PC, so you can hit the ground running without changing everything about how you do work. And by simplifying your day-to-day operations, Field Pulse saves you time, keeps your team organized, and gives you the tools to increase productivity and profitability. And it's not just us at The Void saying this. Field Pulse has earned a 4.8-star rating with over 600 Google reviews. To learn more, head over to fieldpulse.com.
I think winter hit early this year, and it's hopefully spring's going to be early, too. It was here anyway.
Yeah.
Like, the end of November was it was cold. We got 7 inches of snow December 1st, so hopefully it was early, and then it kicks back around. Hell, it's 60 today.
I know.
58 today or some bullshit.
Beautiful weather.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Makes me want to go fishing.
So, for those that have been living on the moon for the last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of stuff going on around the nation, and today's show is actually going to be a little less business and a little bit more, let's go, geopolitical with it.
You say that. I think it has a very good tie to business.
It has a lot of ties to business involving, like, how to maintain focus through all the distractions of everything that's going on. But also, you know, it's our platform. We get to do whatever we want with it. And so we're going to kind of give you...
that's good, man.
We're going to kind of give you our assessments of what we think is going on. So
I don't even know what I'm going to say yet.
So, first off,
where do you want to start? How about that?
We've got Tim Walz in Minnesota and Nick Shirley discovering all of this Somali fraud. And I have so many thoughts about it. It's rather infuriating. For one, it exposes the Democrat machine for how they continue to operate and how they create nonprofits that get fed money from government grants, and then that money gets funneled back into the Democratic campaigns. And they do the same thing with people and voters. They bring in, you know, their ideology does not land very well amongst the American population. And so they have to go find new people that are appreciative of their ideology. And so they do that by importing as many immigrants as possible. And then they provide them food and they provide them housing and they provide them jobs and they provide them government funded programs and all of this stuff. And then they come back and say, hey, we got you here. We gave you food. We gave you housing. We gave you jobs. I need your vote. And so they're basically importing their voters. And then the more that that clamps down, you know, in Minnesota, you don't have to be a citizen to get a driver's license. They have a driver's license for all program. In Minnesota, they don't require IDs to vote. And so you don't even need that driver's license to vote. But I don't know if this is 1,000% true or not, but I've seen it pop up enough to where it's worth mentioning. Minnesota has a vouch program at the polling stations, meaning I, as a citizen, can go vouch for up to 8 people at a polling station and
what?
Say, no, they're good.
Are you fucking serious?
Honest to God, serious.
I'm going to make a short out of this.
So one vote can turn into 8.
If any of you on either side have information to prove or disprove that, tag it.
So
send it to me.
The reason this matters is because we hold this entire show so people can live the American dream. So blue-collar people can go in and put in their skill set and learn their craft, and then they follow shows like this or Tradewinds, and they learn how to take that craft and turn it into a business. Well, that business is subject to being gone if we let the Democratic machine handle business the way they want to, right? And I think there's a lot of merit to what Elon Musk mentioned a lot last year in the fact that if he didn't buy Twitter and correct all the corruption there, that we would never have a fair election ever again.
Oh, I think that's 100% true.
Yeah.
The more I've thought about it over this last year, 100% true, dude.
You look at, you know, the fact that he was able to clear up all, so Twitter was ran by extreme Democrats, and it was filled with fake bot accounts that were all of a Democratic view.
Yeah.
And so when you'd go put a post on Twitter, you would get crushed in the comments by these fake Democratic accounts to make you feel like your vote or your idea was in the grave minority and you were in the wrong and most people are in the right. And it was all a psyop, right?
Yeah. And either swayed people to not vote or swayed people to think, I'm wrong about this.
Right.
I should change my vote to this.
Right. For the same reason, like we have on this show said, get as many 5-star Google reviews as you can, because when somebody has a less than pleasant experience with your business, or somebody's wondering what kind of like let's say you go give somebody a price and they're like, man, that's friggin' expensive, but this company's got 1,000 5-star reviews. Maybe I'm in the wrong for thinking this price is expensive. 1,000 people can't be wrong, right?
Yeah.
That's the exact same play the Democrats run when they create all those fake accounts. Only we aren't doing it with fake reviews. They're real reviews.
Yeah,
right?
You're doing it with the truth.
Right. So they're pushing a lie by doing it that way. And so Elon Musk buys Twitter, scrubs all that fake shit, and stops throttling conservative views and lets it be an equal and fair platform.
Yeah.
No doubt had an impact on the election. Same with Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk started building a massive following, a massive voice.
Yeah, we can't have a voice against us.
And look what happened there. No doubt Charlie Kirk had a massive impact on men and young men voting in the last election.
Yeah.
Right? And so...
And that's where most of the Democrat vote comes from, is young people.
Yes.
So if they lose a small percentage of that, it has a big impact.
Yeah, what do they say? If you're under 30 and not voting Democrat, you're not living your life right. And if you're over 30 and not voting Republican, you haven't learned enough about the government yet. type of thing.
There's a bunch of them. You vote Democrat when you're young because you care, and then you vote Republican when you're old because you know the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like that scale of like knowledge of the government versus trust in the government, and the more you know about the government, the less you trust them, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's a lot of things trying to strike the American dream out of our grasp. And they don't even try to hide it anymore, which is kind of crazy. They can't hide it anymore. Back before social media, they could easily hide it because the mainstream media is controlled by the left. And so whatever narrative or propaganda they wanted to push, it was easy to push. And you didn't have any large voices coming up in any other way to oppose it. Well, then when social media came out, a lot of social media was controlled by the left, Twitter and Facebook especially, right? Well, thankfully, Zuckerberg got turned and learned the error of his ways. And so now he doesn't throttle as much as he should.
It has gotten a lot better.
It's a lot better than it used to be.
I don't get banned for a week at a time anymore.
Right. And you don't get fact-checked on stupid shit for saying your opinion.
Well, yeah. Well, and that's what I mean by banned. Oh, yeah. We're fact-checking this. And until then, this post is hidden. Like, well, really?
And I mean, he's gone on Rogan admitting that the FBI
it was horrible.
Forced him to throttle the Hunter Biden laptop story and all of this kind of stuff, right? And that's kind of what woke his eyes to the thing. And so now we get to be more of ourselves and live with our rights on Facebook. But essentially, government's sole job, and this is listed in the Constitution and in the Declaration of Independence. Government's sole job is to protect our rights as American citizens. That is it. That is it and solely it and nothing else. And so the moment government starts funding people to live here indefinitely, and the moment government starts paying NGOs for things with no results and no change indefinitely, they are outside of their scope of their job.
The crazy thing about that, what I saw, you know, not just they come here, they get fed, they get food, they get all that, then they ask for their vote, was the laundering part of it.
Yes.
Was the, okay, we're going to pay these people, okay? They're not going to have to do anything.
Yeah.
And out of their big money, they're going to ask for donations.
Yeah.
And then those people are going to donate that money to the people that were funding their daycares.
Yeah. I'm going to give you $1 million credit, but I'm going to need a $500,000 donation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that they can run their campaign and stay in power and then keep funneling money.
And the federal government or the state government just basically funded a Democratic campaign.
Yeah. And then not only fund that campaign, but fund the campaign and then siphon a little bit of money off of it while they're in power. That's why they keep siphoning money to them.
Yeah.
So that not only they can stay in power, but ultimately just get rich.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are waking up, right? I think a lot of people are realizing how much, like, we've always known there was a lot of fraud, right?
Yeah.
But this kid, Nick, what blows my mind is how has someone not done that before? And if they have done that before, how has it been snuffed out?
Right.
You know, I got in an argument online the other day with a guy. He was like, oh, Republicans do the same thing. And I said, okay.
I said,
send me examples.
Yeah.
I said, who like Nick Shirley has gone out there and done that?
Mm-hmm.
And before, you know, obviously no response. I said, because it hasn't. Because if it had, major media is on their side already.
Yeah.
It would be blown out of proportion.
They have to come up with lies like the Hunter Biden laptop and the Steele dossier and Russiagate and everything else.
This kid had to get 100 million views on his own before even Republican-ish news stations like Fox and Newsmax said anything about it.
Right.
How bad is that even? Like the media that you think is quote unquote in the middle or trying to report facts didn't do it either.
Right.
Like that scares me, I think, more than anything else.
That's because the media
as much as anything else.
Like Nick Shirley and both sides have these people and I applaud them. There are true journalists out there, and then there are propaganda machines disguising as journalists.
Yeah, just none of them work at any major news organizations anymore.
Right. I follow quite a few right-leaning independent journalists, and I follow quite a few left-leaning independent journalists. And it's really interesting. Like, I admire the left-leaning independent journalists. They're going out there. They're putting in honest work. They're discovering real things, and they're reporting on them. Do they ever get picked up by the mainstream media? No. Right? Because it doesn't fit the mainstream media narrative.
Yeah.
Right? Our own local Kansas City Star newspaper, 90% of what they post is Democrat-leaning. Anytime they post anything that's untrue, all they have to do is put the word opinion at the end of it, and then they can just say whatever they want.
Yeah, it's my opinion. It's not right. A fact. Well, and it's crazy, too. And I think people know this, but when I'll read those, right? Mm-hmm. I'll read, but you can literally, as you're reading, say, oh, that's not a fact.
Yeah.
That's their opinion.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people...
But because it was in the newspaper, it's fact.
I think a lot of people can't.
Yeah.
And they don't decipher it, and so they just take it as fact. Yeah. And so literally they're being lied to.
So...
And maybe they do realize it. I don't know.
I was at a political meeting last night. It's a two-hour meeting, and I'm going to say most of it was bullshit. Some of it was
what
good.
What was it? Tell me. Give me something.
I'll tell you off the show because it is not to be publicized. It is only word of mouth. But
well, fuck you for not telling me before.
And
how about that?
It's not a secret society or a cult or anything else. It's just...
That's a great segue.
In order for them to be productive in what they want to do, they stay fairly quiet about it.
Yeah.
But this is for our county, Jackson County in Missouri. And... would you know that we have a Jackson County election board and we have a Kansas City, Missouri election board, two separate election boards.
Yes, I know that.
Kansas City, Missouri is in Jackson County.
I know.
Do you know why?
No, I don't.
The only reason why there are two different boards is because they needed a different set of rules for the inner city of Kansas City, Missouri. Because they think the inner city people in Kansas City, Missouri are too dumb to know where to vote. And so like you and I in East Jackson County, Jackson County, we get a card in the mail that says, here is where you are going to go to vote on this day. And you can only vote at that place.
Yeah. Not a big deal. I get it 2 weeks in advance usually.
Yeah.
A week.
And it changes, right? Yeah. Sometimes I go to one school, sometimes I go to another school. It just kind of depends.
Well, sometimes you go to a church because school's in session and they can't get out that day.
Well, nowadays they close school that day.
Yeah, they do now.
They close school on the election days, right?
That's new. 2 years ago they changed that.
Yeah. And that's probably smart because of political extremists and everything else. You never know what they're going to do. And so...
Oh, God. Man, but try not to be paranoid.
But so if I show up at the wrong place, it'll pop up a red flag. They won't let me vote.
No, you got to go to the other
place. And they're going to tell me, oh, you got to go to this school. Oh, okay. Well, in the inner city of Kansas City, they think those two people are too unmotivated to vote. And so they remove that rule, and they're still supposed to go to a certain place, but they have a rule that allows them to go anywhere and vote.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think that doesn't bother me, though.
Here's the reason it should bother you.
Like I'm saying that aspect of it, that doesn't bother me.
Right. But if you're just as unmotivated in the county and you're told you have to go somewhere else, what's the likelihood that you're going to go somewhere else and vote?
100%.
You, yes.
Yes.
You're politically motivated.
I'm going to vote.
The person that is almost thinking about not voting, and they show up to the station that they showed up to last time, and it's the wrong station.
They just go home. So they lose their vote.
And you look at red votes versus blue votes. Where are all the blue votes? Inner city. Where are all the red votes? County.
Are you tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? The Void Podcast has negotiated exclusive rates for the Void listeners. This program's tailored for trade businesses like yours. And if you're using House Call Pro, switch and you can expect to save $80 for every 10,000 you process per month. Don't let high processing fees drain your profits. Visit empowerpayments.com/the void or call us at 913-423-1265 now and unlock your savings.
Right? This is part of the Democratic machine that funnels all that, right? One of the other things that came up was there is $13 million up for grabs between like 160 nonprofit organizations in the county.
Yeah.
And instead of picking five or six nonprofit organizations and making an extreme difference in five or six organizations, they took that $13 million and they divided it up amongst 117 organizations.
It doesn't make an impact.
Not only does it not make an impact.
It just doesn't make an impact.
There are seven people to audit the efficient use of that money.
Oh,
do
God,
you
so
think
that,
seven people no. could investigate 10 to 15 companies or 116 companies, right?
Oh, it makes me mad.
Makes you real mad.
I'm going to be fucking so mad by the end of the show. God damn it, Mitchell.
One of the guys that got up and spoke, he is a Jackson County legislature guy. He is very good. He is the guy that was instrumental in getting our assessor out of office and making that a voted position.
Oh.
And,
oh,
and
D-bag
so,
Frank White?
No.
The guy next to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Chick next to him.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I'm Frank sorry. White's out too.
Yeah, he is. But I know who...
Yeah.
I was confusing the two. I apologize.
And so he got up and he started talking about some of the other misuses of funds to where, like, there is this one fund, I can't remember the name, but it's basically to help black kids learn better in school.
That's good.
And
to start, that's great.
Here's the problem. They get $2 million a year, and black kids' test scores in the last four, they've been getting $2 million a year for 14 years. And black kids' test scores have not improved at all. They're unchanged.
That means someone's stealing that money.
And so he's like, hey, at what point do we realize $2 million a year ain't changing anything? Why should we continue to give you money if you're not making a difference? And he's getting all this pushback from it. We can't take money away from black kids. Yeah. They're not getting the money anyway.
He's not taking money away from the black kids. He's taking money away from the people that are...
preventing black kids from getting it, really.
Yeah, well, right? He's taking money away from someone who is defrauding everyone else.
Yeah.
And not, like...
And these are, this is what 30% of your income goes to, by the way.
Well, and that's what we're talking... What a lot of people don't understand. They're like, oh, well, that they were committing fraud. Or, well, they're downtrodden. Who cares? If it's so widespread that they have to raise your taxes to meet the requirements of the people that actually need it.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. If I came to you, Mitch, and I was like, hey, buddy, we're going to we're going to take 20% of your taxes.
Yeah.
And it's going to go to X, Y, and Z, and you know for a fact that that money went to that,
mm-hmm.
would you even care?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying it was used properly.
Oh, no, I wouldn't care.
It was used properly for road development,
yeah.
education,
yeah.
Downtrodden veterans that needed money,
yep.
people in the inner city that can't help themselves because they have mental disorder, whatever.
Right.
Like, you knew 100% of the money went to that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't care.
No, I'd be happy.
Everyone wants to label people that are Republican as not caring. No, we do care. We care so much that we don't want that money to be wasted. We want it to go to the people that need the fucking money. And it's not going there.
Republicans care enough to tell you the truth. That's how much they care, right? And so what I mean by that is, if you're overweight, a Democrat's going to say body positivity and don't body shame and love me for who I am. And a Republican, and that's not caring for you. Obesity will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
A person who truly cares for you says, bro, take some accountability. Gather up some discipline. Lose the fucking weight.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Right?
Do you know
that person cares for you more than the other person that's like, you're amazing. And here's the proof of concept of that. Everyone loves to praise Lizzo for body positivity, right?
Oh, God.
But bitches sure do get mad when I tell them they look just like Lizzo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be told they look like Lizzo.
Yeah.
It's because she's obese. She will live a shorter life than all of us unless she loses the weight. Props to Jelly Roll, by the way.
Oh, dude, he looks good.
He looks like a completely different person. And he got his gun, his hunting gun rights back. He got pardoned by the governor.
I
love it.
First off, I don't love it. That's the law, and the only reason he got pardoned is because he's famous. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, if you're going to do that, then go to everyone who has ever done something bad, and then if they deserve a second chance for their honey, then make it happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? They don't have the money to do that.
He's got the platform to make positive change in people's lives and show the turnaround.
He may do it.
No, he did.
I'm saying for other people.
Oh, yeah. But like that pardon was cool, right? Now, Trump's pardon of the other narco guy, the Honduras guy.
There's something inside going on.
We just don't know enough about that for why. Like, Trump says he was mistreated, and maybe he was. I just don't know enough there.
I think something shady is probably going on there.
Yeah, I just don't know on that one yet.
And it could be it the problem is it could be a plethora of things.
Yeah.
We're just, and we probably will never know. I hope we do find out.
We're
if
recording
fraud
this.
There, I hope there's consequences.
Yeah. And just so you guys know, like, David and I aren't Trump nutswingers. Like,
no,
we will hold him just as accountable.
Sometimes. Fuck.
Yeah. I don't like the fact that he blanket pardoned everybody involved in January 6th. I think January 6th was 98% good people, and I think it was 2% inciters that incited most of that, right? And mob mentality takes over.
Yeah.
But of all of the people involved in that, a blanket pardon absolutely should not have happened.
No,
right?
I agree.
If you assaulted a cop, you should not have been pardoned. If you damaged anything, you should not have been pardoned. You should have been held accountable. Now, if you walked in through open doors with 150 other people and you had your and you're on film having your hands in your pockets the entire time and you're taking a tour, yeah, you should have been pardoned. Right?
Yeah.
You were just part of a weird tour. There's videos of people
It's very interesting when you watch the videos.
You go into the Capitol Dome section of things and everything's all roped off. 98% of the people are staying within the ropes, hands in their pockets, maybe pull their cell phone out and take a picture.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was really fucking weird.
Right. I mean, hell, there are Capitol... The guy that has the little horn helmet thing on...
He pardoned him.
The QAnon shaman guy.
Yeah, didn't he... Wasn't
oh,
he
he's
convicted
pardoned.
For 6 years, though?
Yeah.
Didn't he serve two?
He served all the way up until he was pardoned.
I think he served two.
But, like, there's many videos of Capitol Police escorting him around and opening doors for him.
Yeah, like, if it was a crime, they should have been wrestling him to the ground
right. And
putting cuffs on him.
Or...
Like, what are you fucking doing?
Or if they're saying we weren't doing that because we felt endangered, okay, well, you're not going to show him around and open doors
usher
for him.
Usher him out, be like, hey, dude, you got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then we're going to escalate this, but
yeah.
So come on, let's go.
Right. And so... you know, things like January 6th are created. I don't want to say January 6th was created by the left. I think it was allowed to happen by the left. There are plenty of left people that were in charge of calling in the National Guard and all of that stuff. Like, isn't it ironic that security was at an all-time weak point when you know this many pissed off people are coming to the Capitol on that day? Like,
yeah.
Nancy Pelosi was the one in charge of issuing the National Guard or not.
And let's be honest.
And she's on video in a car, in the back seat of a car. She's on video saying, this is on me. I should have called in the National Guard.
Yeah. She's a fucking waste of space.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So, like, don't let your politicians convince you that January 6th was anything other than what it was. A couple of bad people did some really bad things. Most of them were on a really weird tour guided by the Capitol Police.
Yeah.
So one person breaks open a door, 150 people walk in. It's the one person that you need to hold accountable. The other 150, case by case basis, right?
Case by case basis. You know what? We're talking about Trump pissing you off. You know what I don't understand? How have there not been more fucking arrests?
Yes.
It fucking makes me mad. Dude.
Here's
like this whole, and I know that. What I'm afraid is going to happen is Walz is not going to run for re-election.
He announced it yesterday.
I know. He's not running for re-election. He's not going to be... I bet you they don't fucking do shit to him.
Right.
That fucking pisses me off.
So,
he's a worthless fucking criminal. That motherfucker should be in jail.
Here's what pisses you off more than that.
Like Trump. Dude, fucking let's go, dog.
How in the world does a 23-year-old YouTuber connect all the dots and expose the largest taxpayer-funded fraud in American history, and our government never caught it? And I know how,
well,
right?
Yeah, because they let it fucking slide.
It's because the federal government gives the money to Minnesota. The Democratic-ran Minnesota allows all the fraud to happen.
I know.
You're telling me that the federal government can dole out billions of dollars to a state and have no checks and balances system to ensure the state is actually doing what they're supposed to with that money?
It's insane.
Have you seen the Craigslist ads?
Fucking insane. We'll move on to the Craigslist ads in a second.
No, this is about the Somali fraud.
You're right. To my Walz point, if nothing happens as far as checks and balances go after this, I'm going to be just as mad about that.
Yes.
We see it fucking happening.
Yeah.
People fucking are mad.
Yeah.
Billions and billions of our hardworking dollars are thrown away.
Yeah.
And if there aren't checks and balances that go in place, if there aren't arrests made, you made this point like 6 months ago, I think we were talking about something similar to this, about there being an uprising and people just losing their shit.
Yeah.
And you said to me, it's because Republicans aren't going to do anything about it. And I was like, I get it now.
Yeah.
Like, I can see it. I know it's happening. I have physical proof. I'm not just assuming that my dollars are going to waste for breaking my fucking back for 40 years.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry, I'm 44. But for the last 24 years, it's like, now it makes sense to me.
Right.
Like, at some point, people are going to get so fucking fed up and so mad that they're going to do something. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know how it's going to look, but like, I get it.
There were
Craigslist ads.
There were Craigslist ads.
I got you.
Posted the day after Nick Shirley's video went out, looking for child actors for 3 days.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So that they could send them in the day after Nick Shirley's video came out. What happened? Buses started arriving at those Learing centers.
Yeah, that was great too.
Buses started arriving at those childcare places and dropping kids off. Who goes to childcare in a bus?
Nobody. Your kid, you got to be dropped off by your mom.
Right. So
I know.
Like,
I just.
And then, of course, you get CNN that's like, well, we asked them if they were committing fraud and they said no, so they're not. Like, oh, thanks, CNN. Wonderful journalism there.
Talk about independent journalism.
Yeah. Like, instead of investigating the fraud, you investigate the guy that discovered the fraud. Like, come on. That's just weird, you know? And yeah. CNN, it's your money too, but they're also government funded.
Well,
right.
And I think why middle class workers get so upset, and it's justified. Don't get me wrong. We work harder for our money than anyone.
Yes.
And I don't mean
physically. You work physically harder.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not just physically. When I say middle class, I mean nurses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean janitors. I mean garbage men. I guess garbage men fall a lot into the construction side, which is what we tend to glean to. But all of those people, like the people that work at Walmart,
UPS
that
are driver,
below in middle that class,
fucking 110 degree truck all day long.
The mental stress of having some fucking dumb fat bitch scream at you at Walmart because you're out of Pokemon cards or
right,
like they have to put up with so much to make their money.
Yeah.
And then for it to be fucking pissed away so that you can remain in power and siphon off 1% so that you can live in a fucking mansion somewhere. If that should make you, that should piss you off more than a billionaire not paying 45% in taxes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't because people are fucking brainwashed goddamn idiots.
Yeah.
If the middle class, regardless of what side they were on, right, left, whatever, would just come together and be like, this is what the fuck we're going to do.
Yep.
Like they could, the middle class could control this country if they really wanted to. The problem is we're out fucking working.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. The, you know, bringing the Minnesota thing to a head, you also have Ian Omar that is.
Fuck that bitch too.
Like I would not be, well, I'll say this. I will be upset if she is not removed from her seat and deported because I don't even know how she has eligibility to be in that seat. She married her brother to gain U.S. citizenship. Her brother started a company that 3 years ago was valued at $0 and is now valued at $60 million, and the only funding source for that company is government contracts.
Yeah, I know.
And Ian Omar herself, her net worth is like well into the millions. Right? Jasmine Crockett's another one down in Texas.
She pulled out of that race.
Did she?
I think she's pulled out of that race.
But
and I think she claimed it was racism, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not the fact that you're a dumb fucking retard trying to run, but whatever.
It's no different than Tim Walz trying to say it's racism and he's being picked on by the federal government, which is why like when somebody gets caught with their hand in the cookie jar and they try to deflect and say any ism
Yeah.
Right? Racism, sexism.
Yeah.
You know, feminism, whatever. It's like, no, no, no. No, this is just accountability. Right? Yeah. You stole from every American taxpayer.
Yeah. They didn't steal from right taxpayers.
Right.
Or middle taxpayers. And, or guess left what? Taxpayers. They stole from all taxpayers.
And on top of this, you wouldn't have the ability to say the racism claim if you had let's say you got the KKK together, which I don't even know if the KKK still exists, but
yeah, it does.
Let's say 100% let's does. Say you
those
got the
fucking guys are nuts too.
Let's say you got the KKK together and they put in this big scheme.
Oh my God!
Guess
can you
what?
Imagine the CNN.
It's still fraud. And by a group of people.
Still go to jail.
And that's not white racism to bust the KKK for fraud. It's,
no, they're criminals.
You're busting a fucking criminal.
Yeah. Right?
So this isn't anything against Somalis. It just so happens that all of these daycares and it goes beyond daycares. It's healthcare providers also and it's non-emergency medical transportation.
I know.
So there are 119 registered non-emergency medical transportation companies in Minnesota receiving government funding solely to move people around for non-emergency medical transport. Like 109 of them are Somali-owned, and nobody has ever seen a passenger in their vehicle.
Oh my God. Fuck.
Okay.
I don't, you know what I'd be okay with, not to get us off track, is if all of those Somali refugees that were involved in that were given citizenship, but they had to turn the money in and rat out all of the politicians that made it happen, that came to them and made it happen. And if those people were convicted and went to jail, citizenship.
So
I would be 100% on board with it.
They're in America, whether they're here legally, illegally, whatever. If they're here in America receiving American dollars, they are held to the fullest extent of American laws. That plain and simple.
I know, but if a guy commits a criminal and he comes in and he rolls on guys,
yeah,
he gets sent free and those people go to jail, it's the same thing. I'd be 100% fine with it.
Yeah.
If every fucking politician that was involved or received money from that went to jail,
yeah,
and those people, the Somalis, paid their money back, grant them citizenship and let them stay.
Here's the problem. They can't. So the next,
I know they can't. I'm saying I'd be okay with it. God damn it.
No, no, no. The next Nick Shirley video that's going to come out is going to talk about what the Somalis do with the money and like how they acquire it, what happens to it, and where does it go. And I've seen teasers of this video already.
Is it a truthful video or some
yes.
made up bullshit?
No, no. He's followed him.
So he's already shot all this, yes. Just not released it.
Yes.
Oh, I love this. Yes.
Basically, the premise that I've seen so far is they're literally putting it on planes and sending it back over to Somalia.
To what I said earlier, I have read that they are taking that money and giving it back to Democratic candidates.
Well,
so you're saying
they got to give a part of it.
It's just a small percentage.
They give part of it to Democratic candidates.
And then they're mailing the rest home.
Yeah. And you like
in like a giant fucking duffel bags, like on a pallet wrapped up, and they're sending it back.
I've just seen an interview. I haven't seen any footage of the video.
Okay.
So
well, now I'm fucking engaged.
I suggest you follow Nick Shirley on YouTube and Twitter to find that out. So
I had this conversation with my mother-in-law when they were in town for the holidays, and we were just talking about. She was talking about she likes Newsmax,
mm-hmm.
and she was just talking about. You know, different anchors or whatever in the stories and everything. And I looked at her because she was asking me questions. Have you seen this? Have you seen this? Have you seen this? And I said, no. And I said, I have to turn it off. I said, because it makes me so mad that I can't function.
Right.
This is kind of the same thing. I want to be involved. I really do.
Yep.
I want it to be my life. And if I was super rich and didn't have to focus on that or my daughter, and this is a wrong thing to say. Mm-hmm. I know this. Like, I would do that.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm still focused on what I can control. We talk about this a lot, what I can control inside of my circle.
Yep.
What's here. If I follow all of that stuff and I get super engaged with it and it makes me mad, it makes me fucking depressed, and I lose focus over what I control.
Yep.
And so I try not to. I mean, I do. Don't get me wrong. I try to follow as best I can, but it Dude, it makes me so... You know how my temper is. And yeah. I've done really, really well from like 32 to now.
Yep.
But I know that like at any given moment, that shit can come back.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to be that person. But it makes me want to be that person.
Yeah.
It makes me want to load my shit. You know what I'm saying?
They're like, so... I didn't intend on doing this, but like we all need to do everything in our power to stop this type of behavior. And the problem is everyone's like, well, what can I do? I'm only one person and everything else. And like, I felt the same way. And I
know what I can do, and what I can do is not healthy for myself.
Well, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
but like, you know, a lot of people are like, I don't understand the political landscape enough to make change there. And I mean, I'll say this, the Democrats are far better than the Republicans at knowing the intricacies and the nuances and the legal side of things to where they can get away with things. And what you're seeing a lot lately is lying with language.
Yeah. Republicans are trying to catch up and do better.
They're catching up.
But it's taking them a while.
What you're seeing a lot lately is lying with language, where you'll get a corrupt politician on the stand and they either refuse to answer the question, or they're asked a yes or no question and they go off on this filibuster answer that doesn't even involve what the question was.
They don't answer the question. They just decide, I'm going to talk about this instead, and they talk about it.
Right. But meanwhile, the person that's asking the question only has like 3 minutes to talk. And so basically, I just burn you down in your 3 minutes and got nowhere. And I never lied on the stand, but I also never admitted guilt. Right? It's deflect, 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 deflect. And so...
yeah, we got to get that switched.
That's a whole problem in itself. And so like one of the things that I did was like, okay, if the federal government can have billions of dollars leave its hands without even knowing it until a 23-year-old YouTuber tells them about it, we're paying way too fucking much in taxes.
Oh,
I
agree 100% with that.
The ability for them to borrow more money is too easy. And the amount of money coming in from taxes is too much. Like I don't have that luxury in my business. You know, I got to go fight for my incoming money every day, and I got to fight my expenses to keep them as low as possible every day. And if I take my eye off the prize for one day, we may lose profit that month, right?
Yeah.
And if I stay focused every day of the month, we may be profitable, right?
And then you're going to give 40% of that to the fucking
Yes, exactly. And so I did the only thing that I know how to do.
I'm getting hot, dude.
And that's rally a bunch of people together. So I started a Facebook group.
Oh, God, here we go.
Called Federal Income Tax Strike.
I want to...
It's time we take our nation back.
Before we start, I'm going to let you rant. I am not a member of this group.
Nope.
And I can't decide if I'm going to do it or not. And it has not... We'll talk about that another day. But go ahead. Continue on, sir.
Full transparency. I don't know if this is going to be effective or not, but this is just an example of one man doing everything within his power to try to affect change. And so the idea is we get... you know, hundreds of thousands of people in this Facebook group. Ideally, we'd get it up to 1 million, and then we set a date and we strike on paying federal taxes. All W-4 or all W-2 employees go to their employer and they write a new W-4 that says they're exempt and you're no longer paying taxes.
Yeah, and you can. People don't realize they can do that.
Yes.
On a biweekly basis. Yeah. If you're getting paid biweekly or weekly, whatever.
And so, all of a sudden, when you cut off the government's inflow of money, well, now you have their attention. And now they have no choice but to fix things. And especially if, like, it's literally written in our Declaration of Independence that it is our duty to rise up against a corrupt government. Well, a government that can have billions of dollars leave its hands and not even know about it, that's a corrupt government, right?
Yeah.
And this isn't a Trump thing. This isn't a Biden
thing. It's an all government
thing. It's a government thing,
yeah.
Right? And so...
If you told me, hey, look, you have to kill Trump... But every politician is going to die at the same time, I do it and start over.
Yeah.
And I love me some Trump, dude.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's a great dude. I think he's trying to make a difference.
Yeah. And so, like, you see this all over the place where Democrats are talking out both sides of their mouth, right? And where this is becoming ultra prevalent is with what's happened in Venezuela over the last week. So,
you want to talk about Maduro?
There was a bounty.
About Maduro?
There was a bounty on Maduro's head.
The investigation started in 2020.
Yes.
Under a liberal president.
The investigation started under Trump initially, Trump's first term.
And
bounty was placed under Trump's administration. When Biden was in office, Biden increased the bounty significantly.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
when Trump got in office, Trump made the it went from a $5 million bounty to a $15 million bounty to a $50 million bounty to a $100 million bounty. Both parties wanted this guy. Both parties, both parties are on record saying he is a threat to world democracy.
Schumer talks like for 5 minutes about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both parties talk incessantly about the problem that is Venezuela. Here's why Venezuela is important. Everyone says it wasn't about removing a dictator. It's about oil, and they are fucking 100% right. But they're wrong in the fact that it's not Trump wanting their oil. Venezuela sits on the largest oil reserve in the world. They control most of the oil production for the Western Hemisphere. China wanted to do what we did.
Russia did too.
Russia wanted to do what we did. We didn't do what we did by going in there and capturing Maduro alive, might I add. We didn't do what we did by capturing him because we wanted to do it. What we did was politically, like world politics, strategic to prevent Russia from doing that or China from doing that.
Agree 100%.
Because had China done that, the world is in a world of hurt. Had Russia done it, who fucking knows?
That guy's a nutbag.
He's such a loose cannon, you just don't know, right?
Yeah.
So we didn't do it for our own self-interest. We did it for world interest. Now, there is a self-interest piece to this.
There is a self-interest piece, but what I found, and I didn't know this, so when they had their last election,
mm-hmm.
he didn't win.
Right. That's where I was going with this next.
He claimed he won.
Yep.
There is recognized fraud that he stole that fucking election.
Yeah.
He was not their president.
Right.
That's why Schumer was so upset and did his whole fucking 5 minute spiel on the floor.
Yeah.
The person that was actually elected, where did he go? I can't remember where he went. She, he, whatever, went somewhere else
mm-hmm.
and is in exile.
Yeah.
Afraid for their life. That person, if Trump really wants to make this right, this is what he does. He sets up oil agreements with them while mm-hmm. we're in control,
mm-hmm.
lets that person have the presidency,
yeah.
and walks the fuck away.
Yeah.
And let me ask you something else. All of the people that were celebrating, people in America, Spain, Portugal, Venezuela, all over the world, people are celebrating this motherfucker is not there,
mm-hmm.
right? If you were a Venezuelan, try to put yourself in their shoes, and America came to you and said, okay, look, we'll take this motherfucker from you right now. We will fucking kill him in the street. You will get your independence back. You will get whoever you wanted to vote for in power.
Mm-hmm.
We get 25% of all your oil. They'd make that deal all fucking day.
Right.
Because their lives are horrible.
Yeah.
That doesn't make Trump a bad person.
No.
It actually makes him a good person and a good negotiator. What do we talk about on this show all the time when it comes to customers? If the customer wins and you win, and everyone's happy, it's a good situation.
Yeah.
They would take that deal all day, every day.
Yeah.
Freedom. And it only costs us 25% of our oil.
And here's how you know the Democrats are talking out of their ass with this. 77 days.
77 days of government shutdown?
No.
What are we talking about? I'm guessing here.
The Democrats, in 77 days... the Democrats went from no kings and no dictators to
release the dictator.
Release the dictator.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's insane, man.
And anybody who can't see that
is a brainwashed fucking retard.
Is,
I love the retards back.
Yes.
They're brain tar. They're brain dead retard.
I mean, retard may go away.
No, it won't. Oh, not on my watch.
I may call you a Walls from now on.
Oh shit!
It's like a retard on steroids,
dude.
Just saying, don't be a Walls.
Oh shit!
But so the Democrats and the Republicans both wanted this guy. The world wanted this guy, right? The only people that wanted this guy to stay in were the countries that were profiting off of his bad behavior, like Cuba and stuff like that, right?
Cuba, Colombia,
yeah. And so You know, and now Cuba's up there on the pulpit saying you're going to pay for what you did and blah, blah, blah.
Dude, whatever. Have you ever seen any of those videos of Cuba?
Oh, there's no chance.
Dude, they're so oppressed.
Yeah.
They can't live free. They can't have imports. They can't, like, those people want to leave.
There's a reason they try to swim 90 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I don't know exactly what it is like on the street, but I know if you and I were there, we'd have a boat built in fucking 12 hours and we'd be gone.
Yeah.
Like, I know for a fact you and I'd be like, we can do it, dude. Let's go.
Yeah. Cuba is one of those countries where the U.S. could.
They should just
understandably go in there, take over control, make it a U.S. territory, and everybody's lives would be better except for the I can't remember his name, but the dictator of Cuba.
There's not a Cuban
resident out there that wouldn't love to be part of America.
I don't even think they have to do that. If Trump really wanted to do something great with Cuba, he would go in there, take Cuba, wipe out their entire controlling government, and just give the rest of it to the Dominican Republic and say, this is all now the Dominican Republic.
As long as you govern this way.
No, as long as you were governing like you were in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Just govern the way you've been governing, but just transfer to this part of the island.
Yep.
That's all, and just give it to them. Be like, here you go. You guys are free.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
That would be good.
It would be fantastic. That's why I don't think Trump wants to rule the world. No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Because if he did, we'd own Greenland already. We'd own Canada. We'd own fucking Mexico, and we'd own fucking Cuba. Okay?
So another thing to note here is under Barack Obama, our military, without congressional approval, killed Osama bin Laden. Under Joe Biden, our military, without congressional approval, went in on a swift operation and killed Osama bin Laden's predecessor. And I can't even begin to pronounce that guy's name.
No one can.
Okay?
I'm not even sure he really exists. But continue.
Democrats praised Obama. Democrats praised Biden. Why? Because these guys were leaders of groups of people and territories that were up to no good and a threat to the world.
Was there a huge Republican uprising about those people being killed? Yeah, no shit.
Right.
I know the answer.
And so now Trump goes in and gets Maduro alive, doesn't kill them.
Yeah.
Brings them back to the United States, and Democrats are losing their minds, acting like he broke wartime rules and he needed congressional approval and all of this shit. And anybody who can't see the hypocrisy with that, you are fucking snowed. And just like we were talking about,
oh my God, I love it.
We were talking about before the show, it's easier to fool somebody than it is to convince them they've been fooled, because nobody wants to admit they're wrong, right?
We talked about that way before the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just be an outsider looking in for a minute. And okay, we went and killed a bad guy under Obama and without congressional approval, and it was good. And under Biden, we did the same thing and it was good. And now, because Trump ran on no new wars, these people are acting like an operation is a war. And this wasn't a war. This was an arrest warrant.
Do you think that they're super upset because he's going to hit the stand and rat out a bunch of people in government?
You know why the Democrats are upset?
How cool would it be if he was like, hey, look, I did all that. I'm guilty as fuck. You know who helped me? This person, and this person in the U.S. government. That would be fucking crazy.
So,
like, that would be the only reason to keep him alive, probably.
The 2020 election.
Oh, the rigged one that got stolen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the main voting machine used in that election?
I can't remember, dude.
Dominion.
They're not the ones that they used in Venezuela. They're different.
Same machines.
Stop. Dead serious. Make me fucking Google it.
So one of the reasons, or one of the thoughts as to why Trump brought him back alive, was Maduro used Dominion to fraud the election the last time. And so Trump wants the information for how it happened. Crack the code. One state has already come in, and it's now proof that one state went to Biden that should have gone to Trump.
This says Smartmatic.
Smartmatic and Dominion are like
okay
together.
This says okay. You're right.
Yeah, Smartmatic and Dominion are very similar. Like I think one is a technology and one is a machine, one is a platform and one is a technology. Like they're brother sisters.
You got to have software to run the hardware.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And so
that makes sense. If we're wrong, post in the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us
I'll
know.
I'll redact it.
But there's one thought that Trump is he brought him back alive. So that he can get the information out of him for what is, like, how did you crack Dominion? And
or just get him to admit, hey,
mm-hmm.
this is what happened, and
right.
people asked me about it up right. here, too. Oh, God, that would be fucking dark as shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild. But it's, I mean, it's pretty painfully obvious to see right through the Democrats' hypocrisy with how all this shit goes down.
Oh, it's horrible.
And in 77 days, you're flooding the streets, protesting, saying kings and dictators are bad. And then you flip around to, we illegally captured a dictator. Free the dictator. Meanwhile, every resident of Venezuela is like dancing and singing in the streets.
Well, that's how you know those people are brainwashed.
Yeah.
They just, whatever the fucking outcome is, they go with it. And it helps prove the theory that people are being paid to protest.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so Nick Shirley also has another video on that. And that's where Nick Shirley got to start
was the interviewing protesters.
Protesters.
Is he the guy that interviewed the homeless man that said it's cheaper to be homeless here because they pay me?
Yes.
Okay.
Nick Shirley is also the guy that has documented footage of the same protester showing up at protests all over the nation.
Yeah.
He has documented footage of the exact same mass-produced protest signs showing up not only in America,
yeah.
but in other countries as well.
Yeah. Printed and set up. If you think the Nazi Party isn't still around, it is. It's just called the Democrat Party now.
Right.
So
right.
wake up, motherfuckers.
And so this isn't like an anti-Democrat show. Believe it or not, I actually think America needs the two-party system. It's the corrupt Democrats that need to get out of there, right? I appreciate...
Well, it's labeled the Democrat Party, but you're right. That's like if John F. Kennedy was alive, I've said this before, if he was alive today, he'd be a Republican.
Yes.
And he's the greatest Democrat to probably have ever...
And look what happened to him.
...been an American president. I know, that's what I'm saying. The Nazi Party is still alive.
Right.
They're just Democrats.
And so, you know, I respect somebody who's like, no, we should stand up for trans rights. And gays' rights. Like, I can totally respect that. If you come with valid argument points and everything else, I love it. But the moment you weaponize the political system and the justice system against those who think differently, that's where the problem relies, right?
Dude, I thought that Fetterman was a brain-dead retard.
Nope.
He's the smartest Democrat on the block.
I've completely flipped on Fetterman.
I have, too.
Because...
It's crazy. Once his brain got back, now when he speaks, he makes sense.
Yeah.
And what he says... makes sense.
Right. Do you think it's funny that the first time he really voted against...
Oh, my God.
So he voted against... I can't remember what it was.
He was still recovering from the stroke? Yeah.
No.
What are we talking about?
After he voted against something, I want to say it was opening back up the government. He was one of the only Democrats to vote to open the government up.
You're talking about last year, not this December, this last December. You're talking about the year before that.
He fell while running.
Yeah, got a stroke. Got elected. That was at the beginning or the end of 24, Mitchell.
Do you think it's ironic?
It was the end of 24.
That happened? In other words...
Do you think they were trying to kill him?
Well...
What do you mean? Dude, we're talking 2 years ago.
Yeah, this shit runs a long time.
I know.
Go to Minnesota. Who was the only Democrat to vote against all the fraud?
The girl that's dead. Did you see I posted that?
And she got murdered.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And what I realized
in a
that
quote unquote
she
random break-in where now the person that broke into their house
worked
is
for Walz?
Proven to be an aide for Governor Walz.
I know. When I saw it, so I knew that she got killed. I knew that she had voted against she voted against the Democrats and there was a bunch of bad blood there. I didn't realize it was for the actual fraud.
Yes.
Because that's why she thought there's too much fraud. I'm voting against this.
Mm-hmm.
Cried. didn't want to vote against her own party, but knew it was wrong, killed 2 weeks later or whatever the fuck it was.
Didn't take long.
Dude.
Right.
Talk about some gangster shit. When I saw that, I posted it. I was like, holy.
I mean, this shit goes so fucking deep. You go.
Blew
you,
my mind, man.
Go to, go back to COVID.
I don't want to go back to COVID.
COVID, the government and the Democrats were relying on the PCR test to test for COVID. Okay. The inventor of the PCR test, he has, it's not a, he has the patent on it.
Yeah, he does have the patent on it.
But the inventor of the PCR test was very outspoken. It's not designed to test for this. You guys are using it wrong. You're magnifying the results so bad that it's going to test any blip of any virus and show it as COVID.
Yeah, the ones that... The
mysteriously died in a car crash.
I know, man.
Right? So there's a lot of people that are in the key positions to completely flip the narrative that end up becoming unalived, right?
I don't... It's scary.
Yes.
You know, and what I think, too, and I've been thinking about this a lot, I think that this kind of stuff has been going on forever.
Yes.
And I don't think it's gotten worse. But I think communication and the reality of video and mm-hmm. everything and communication being so fast, I guess I should say, that people are aware of it now. And it is frightening.
I have no doubt that back in the 1700s, somebody's horse accidentally fell off a cliff while they were on it.
Well, I think they just walked up to motherfuckers and pushed them off of cliffs and shit. And no one saw. There was no one around. And even if someone did
see... But the story
see,
is the horse tripped on a rock and fell off a cliff. It's a tragedy. No, it's fucking murder.
Yeah.
Right.
Now people are getting unalived and it's like, oh shit.
Right.
Oh shit. Because you find out instantaneously mm-hmm. and the amount of information that follows that person and yeah. what they've done and been a part of is on record everywhere.
Right. Right.
That's the other thing too, is with the amount of information that is out there and you can go back and look at everything. How do people stay brainwashed? I guess, you know what I mean?
Because it's harder to convince them they've been fooled.
Is it still that they just don't want to admit?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to make a post later
our,
that's just
going to
say...
Our pride gets in the way of admitting when we are gravely wrong.
I think I'm just going to make a post later that says, I love all of you that have been wrong or are brainwashed. If you want to come back, we will accept you with open arms.
Yeah.
And there will be no judgment. We love you.
Yeah.
Join the fucking right side.
I mean,
all right.
You have to be a certain kind of stupid to make a social media post that says, on behalf of all Republicans, I'm sorry, Venezuela. I didn't vote for this. Like,
I did. Fuck that dude.
I did.
Fuck right. that dude, bro.
Right.
The guy's a dictator who's killed people
hey, he
for
gets,
votes and stole an election. That guy should be in hell.
And he gets four hots in a cot right now. Well, three hots, I guess.
He lives better than half the homeless population in this country. Fuck him.
He's living better captured in America than most of his residents are in
That's
Venezuela
right now.
That's what
my point
now.
Is.
Right. So, ultimately, guys, this show is not just a political rant. The purpose of this show is to let you know that if you build your following well enough, you lead your business well enough, you lead your household well enough, you can affect a whole lot more change in your community and in the nation than just trying to start your little one-man shop business. So don't set your goals so low that you just hope to make it a year in business as a one-man shop. Set your goals so high that you want to have a productive running shop that allows you the time and energy and resources to do other things beyond just your shop, right? You want to be able to grow your shop well enough to where you can give back to your community. You want to be able to grow your shop well enough and be so well respected in your community that you can make positive change in your community or your state or your nation or whatever the case may be, right? Keep your nose to the grindstone long enough in your craft and then focus on how to learn to lead people. Keep your mind focused on how to lead people and prove that by effective change in your business, and then go on to lead more people. This political meeting I was in last night, one of the guys there is running for a school board locally, Lee Summit School Board, I think. And he flat out said in his thing, I really don't want to run the school board. I see a lot of problems with it. I want to run for Jackson County Sheriff in 2028. And I think if I can correct enough problems with the school board, that will send the message enough that I can affect change to where I can actually be an effective sheriff candidate. And for those that don't know, our Jackson County Sheriff's been a Democratic held position for a long time, and he's wanting to make it a Republican position.
Yeah.
And so...
The Jackson County or the Lee Summit School Board was a train wreck. They got two seats the last time.
Yeah.
Switched.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And
you should give me his information.
I totally can. So,
people act like I don't have any sway in my town.
Yeah.
I got a little bit, you know? A little bit of sway. I will say this too, just as far as this conversation and kind of how I picture it relates to business. If you are one of those business owners that just keeps your head down and just rolls forward so hard and can't pick your head up and look around once in a while and take the advice of other people who have done it or have other opinions,
mm-hmm.
It's very difficult for you to grow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The put your nose down and I'm going to do it my way, all the time is the same kind of brainwashed bullshit that keeps everyone on lockdown, regardless of what they're doing. Pick your head up once in a while. Look around.
Yeah.
Take somebody's advice. Try to find out the facts on your own.
Yeah.
This is me and soldering.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? ProPress is pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe I should put my head up and I just give everyone a hard time. Yeah. But you know, those guys that, oh no, I will only solder a house.
Yeah.
I will not ProPress a house. I will not do anything. Dude, your time is valuable. Maybe it's time to look around and make a switch. I'm not telling you have to make a switch in every aspect that everyone brings up to you, but be open to what the truth is and what's going on, regardless of what it is. If you're dead set on doing your books, but it takes you 20 hours a week to do your books, all right, that's 60 hours a month, maybe 70, hire a bookkeeper for $500 a month. Well, I can't relinquish control.
Yeah. Develop.
You're killing yourself. You're keeping yourself pigeonholed where you are.
Andy Frisella said something on one of his recent podcasts that was really cool. He talked about where he was in business now versus where he was in business just a few years ago. And he said flat out, I would never be where I am now a few years ago because I did not have the leadership ability. I held on to too much control. And when somebody would bring a problem to me, I would get mad. And it was the wrong thing to do. And so now when somebody brings a problem to me, I first let them know it's okay. It's already happened. It's in the past.
Let's work it out together.
Let's solve it together and prevent this from happening again, right?
Yeah.
And so even a guy at the level of Andy Frisella, which I'm willing to bet Andy Frisella jumps into the Republican race for the next election.
I hope not.
Even a guy like Andy Frisella at his level is constantly working on his leadership ability. And your ability to lead people will be a direct reflection of your level of success in life. If you can only lead yourself, you will only be successful for yourself. If you can lead yourself and your household, you will have a successful household. If you can lead yourself, your household, and your business, you're going to have success in all three. And it keeps going on and on and on. But like there was a guy last night that came up and was talking to this group of people about running for school board. The dude was wearing like baggy, ill-fitting jeans. He was wearing a shirt that did not look good. And this isn't like a style thing. Like, it just looked like
trash.
He hadn't shaven in a few days, neck beard kind of thing. And he hadn't washed his hair in long. Like, his hair had a sheen to it. It was oily as fuck, right?
Dude, bro, you're not take you seriously,
right? You don't even have the discipline to take care of yourself. Why would I entrust you with the discipline to look after our kids on a school board? Right.
Yeah.
And so, as Andy Frisella says, personal excellence is the ultimate rebellion. If they can't break you personally, they'll never break you publicly. And so, or if they can break you personally, they'll easily be able to break you publicly. And so, get your house in order, get yourself in order.
Yeah.
And then start making a change on the bigger platforms. So that's going to wrap it up for today's show, fellas. We didn't talk much business. We talked a big, more 30 or 60,000 foot view about why you want to do good in business and also why you want to hold your politicians accountable. So, Next time we have a couple of questions that have been emailed in. We're going to answer those for you. If you guys have questions, our emails are in the description of this show. We would love for you to ask us anything on your mind. We'll answer it for you in the email. If it's a good enough question, we'll also talk about it on the show. And until next week, guys, we will see you.
See you.